But doctors, they just smirk, and nurses join right in with them. Little old gals, big gals, mamas condone it. Preachers, yeah, it's all right. No, it's not all right. No such a thing. By the time that you discover that a girl is pregnant, and by the time there's anything can happen to abort that fetus or that seed that brings on the fetus, that creation of God has already reached a life stage that it is a person. And it's murder to abort it. And God's going to judge this country for the blood of these innocents.
Amen.
It's going to be terrible too. It's going to be terrible. Not only this country, but all these Western nations. And now it's even crept into the communist and these third world have-not nations are practicing the thing that America has been the leader in. Verse 23 of Jeremiah 2 says, "Why do you trim your way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones your ways," church people. You're the ones that's taught the wicked ones how to abort unwanted babies. You're the ones that create the conditions that cause this blood to be shed of these innocents that's bringing the pollutions in the land that I will have to judge severely because of the blood of the innocents that must be avenged upon this generation. And they will. I want you to turn, please, to Isaiah, the 24th chapter. You'll find something here in vivid detail about what God is going to do about this polluted situation, the defilement of this great land, the pollution of our society, and of the institutions of home and marriage and everything else that's being defiled and corrupted because of these terrible practices. Isaiah the 24th chapter, "Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and maketh it upside down, scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof, and it'll be as with a people, so with a preacher, the priest, as with a servant, so with his master, as with a maid, so with a mistress, as with a buyer, so with a seller, as with a lender, so with a borrower, as with a taker of usury, so with a giver of usury to him." It includes about everybody, it says there. "The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word." Hey, this is God's promise for this corruption and pollution. "The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish." That means wither, dry up into oblivion. "The earth all," listen to this, "the earth also is defiled," that means polluted, "under the inhabitants thereof." Because why? They have transgressed the law, God's law. They changed God's ordinance. They've broken God's everlasting covenant. "Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left." God's judgments for this pollution and corruption of our good land that God gave us to dwell into and to obey his laws in full obedience to our knowledge of his laws. And we have the knowledge. "The new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth, all the merry-hearted do sigh." They are. The mirth of tabret ceases. These orchestras and these old rock bands, they're going to cease. "The noise of them that rejoice at them will end. The joy of the harp ceaseth. They'll not drink wine with a song. Praise God, I'll be glad when it comes.
Amen.
Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it." Why? Because they've defiled the land. They've polluted it with blood and all these abominations. "The city of confusion is broken down." All these cities with their confusion is going to be broken down. "Every house is shut up that no man may come in." There is a crying for wine in the streets. These winos are still going to be out trying to get it after God destroys the distilleries and the distributing companies that distribute it, and the bar rooms and the bartenders that serve it. Yes. And the old winos is going to be crying in the streets, and all joy will be darkened, The mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Verse 17, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. Why? For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is not when God pours you out a blessing for your tithes and offerings. There's only two places that God ever mentions the windows of heaven open. One is when you bring your tithes and offerings to the storehouse. He'll open you the wind of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Now, here is the other place. The windows on heaven are open, and it's going to be terrible judgment. That's going to break this earth down and all its civilization and create panic for these corruptors and defilers of this great land of ours. God's going to judge them for the shedding of innocent blood. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it. What causes God to shake the earth and make it tremble like a drunken man? It's the pollutions, the corruption, and the defilement of its inhabitants. It shall fall, verse 20, Isaiah 24, it shall fall and not rise again. It don't mean the earth's going to be destroyed. It means the civilization, this old corrupt, polluted mess, is going to be destroyed. God's going to destroy the causes of this pollution and corruption and defilement. And it'll come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they'll be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. God's going to put them in the pit until the judgment. That's hell, of course. That's a terrible ending for these polluters and defilers and corruptors of our great land that God has given us to dwell into and live the golden moments he gives us by his laws, in full obedience to his laws. There's going to be judgment. Now I want you to turn to the book of Hosea. Hosea, the fourth chapter, beginning in verse 1. Some more about this judgment of what God's going to do because of the shedding of blood and the corruption and abomination that's in the land. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. That's America also.
Amen.
Hey, this epitomization is only using Israel for God to reveal what he's going to do to the other nations and empires that corrupt and defile and pollute the land that God gives to them to inhabit. Okay, now you go back to Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. He said, when people of any land sin against me by trespassing grievously, I'll break the staff of bread in that land. I'll bring blood and pestilence upon that land for their abominations, sinning grievously or trespassing grievously. Hey, there's no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of God in this land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out in what results? Blood toucheth blood. Bloody land, the shedding of the blood of innocents. And if it's not unborn babies, it's other babies that are born, and adults that are murdered or manslaughtered by these perverts, polluting this land with innocent blood. And here's the results. Verse 3 of Hosea 4. Therefore shall the land mourn.